This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Good to be with you. If it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. I get so many people that email me and send me Twitter messages asking, are you really live? I guess because nobody's live on Sunday night. Everybody else that has any common sense, unlike me, is probably out doing fun things on a Sunday night. But you know what? I have to tell you, I love doing live radio on Sunday nights because we get to talk about everything that's happened this past week, what's coming up in the week ahead. And honestly, I don't know how people do it that have a daily radio show. Maybe they just don't put in as much time as I do, but I spent a lot of time today, probably 4 hours, putting together this program, and I've got a great program lined up for you tonight. So, yes, if it's Sunday night and you're listening, we are live, and we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. My guest in the second hour is Matthew Stein. The name of his book is When Technology Fails, and I am not one of these gloom and doom guys. But I have to tell you that in looking through this book, which I can't tell you that I read the whole thing because it is massive. It's like 500 pages in length, and it's not the size of a normal book. It's a much bigger book. It's like a manual-sized book filled with pictures, step-by-step instructions, strategies, what to do if the power grid fails. And there's so many things that you would not even imagine. For example, did you know that after a couple of days, most of the nuclear power plants would begin to melt down because they don't have in place any really long-term power backup to keep the cooling system going at the nuclear power plants? I mean, this is just shocking stuff. And this guy is a genius with what he's doing here. It's going to help so many people. He's a graduate of MIT. Lots of great information here. You do not want to miss our second hour tonight with our special guest, Matt Stein, author of When Technology Fails. Now, this week, I tried to do this last week. I tried to give away a bunch of stuff. As I said on the last broadcast, I want to clean my office out. I've got tons of books to give away. I've got all kinds of things I want to give away, videos, DVDs. We want to clean the place out, and in order to do this, what we're doing is we're running a little informal contest, which is not really a contest at all, because all you've got to do to get in on this is just get your email on our email list, and we're going to pick some names, and we did this week. In fact, one of my producers was telling me just before we went live, we picked out 3 or 4 people to send some stuff to, but only one of those individuals replied back to us with their mailing address. So I don't know what the deal is with the other people. If you're skeptical, you think we're going to try to sell you something. I just need to clean my office out. That's the bottom line. And when you have a talk show, you get sent lots of books, lots of videos, DVDs, software. I've got a lot of stuff. I just need to clean it out. The other thing we're going to do this week, which is another reason to get on the email list, and I'm going to tell you in just a second how to get on the list. I'm going to be doing a special workshop this week on crowdfunding. And I'm going to share with you a story here in just a minute about a guy that just did a Kickstarter campaign and raised millions of dollars for his idea. There is something called crowdfunding, and Kickstarter is just one of many websites that you can use to go on the internet and raise money for your idea or project. Now, this is not a loan. This is money that never has to be paid back. If you look in the archives of my show at iTunes, I did an interview, I think maybe 6 or 8 months ago, with a guy on the topic of crowdfunding. But what we're going to do this week is, and I think we're going to do it on Wednesday night. I haven't finalized the day, but if you're on the email list, you'll get the invite. We're going to show you in detail how the crowdfunding works. And this doesn't cost anything. You only pay if you raise the money that you're looking to raise, and then you just pay a percentage of it back to the crowdfunding platform that you use. So if you've got an idea for a product or a service, whatever it is, and there's actually a Christian crowdfunding service now called Faith Launch, and we're going to talk about Faith Launcher in this live workshop as well. So if you want to get in on the contest where I'm cleaning out my office, books, videos, DVDs, I've even got some software here, all kinds of stuff we're going to give away. Also, if you want to be invited to the crowdfunding workshop, all you've got to do is get on the email list. So you have two options on this. You can go to christianmoney.com, christianmoney.com. You'll see the opt-in form there for the email. It's right at the top middle of the website, christianmoney.com. It says get a free copy of a 48-minute audio of my new book. You'll get that too, but that's where the opt-in form is. So everybody that opts in to the email list, you'll get that 48-minute audio, but you'll also get in on the giveaway. You'll also be invited to the workshop on crowdfunding, all of that stuff, and you can do that at christianmoney.com, or you can call right now and just leave your email address on my voicemail, which is 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. You're not going to have to talk to anybody. We're not asking you to join anything or to give us a credit card number. You're just going to leave your email address on my voicemail. Get on the email list so you get invited to the crowdfunding workshop and get in on the contest where we're cleaning out the office, giving away books, video, software, DVDs, all this stuff, clearing it out. Just leave your email address on the voicemail, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. And please, for goodness sake, please, if we've contacted you by email this week asking for your mailing address, it's because we want to send you some stuff. So please, I'm sorry, your physical mailing address, we need that so we can ship your box of stuff to you because you have been selected as one of the winners. So please respond to those emails. My wife and I yesterday, and a lot of you know this who are regular listeners, that a few weeks ago I took up the hobby of bike riding, bicycle riding, and we did our longest bike ride yet. We went 20 miles yesterday. I kid you not, 20 miles. And we had a couple of stops along the way where we stopped. We ate lunch at one point. Early in the ride, we stopped, and we actually had breakfast at a Denny's that's near our house. So we got about 3 miles into the ride, and we hadn't eaten breakfast yet, so that was our breakfast stop. And then we went to a grocery store and got some lunch and packed that into the backpack. And then we went way down the road, and we had lunch. But a great day yesterday, 20 miles on the bike. And I'm really sad to share this with you. And for those that know me personally, you know what a huge Rockford Files fan that I am. In fact, just 2 months ago, I watched every single episode again of the Rockford Files. I do that every few years. I just decide, okay, it's time to watch every single episode again of the Rockford Files. Sad to report that it was in the news that last night, actor James Garner died at the age of 86. Of course, a lot of people know James Garner for Maverick and other roles that he did later in life, but I'll always remember James Garner as Jim Rockford, living in that dilapidated mobile home in the parking lot of the Sandcastle Restaurant in Malibu, California. What a great show, The Rockford Files. And so we say goodbye tonight to actor James Garner. When we come back from this break, this is crazy, but a guy raises millions of dollars for a cooler that he's designed. Yeah, a cooler you would take on a picnic. So don't miss that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great product, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. We get together every Sunday night. We talk about, well, whatever makes me curious, whatever I'm interested in. And we've got a great program lined up for you tonight. The guest in our second hour is Matthew Stein, author of When Technology Fails. And just before the break, I was telling you about the opportunity this week to learn about crowdfunding. And I want to share with you this story. This is one of these stories where it's like, wow, 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 a third wow. Here's a guy who decided that he wanted to invent what he calls the coolest cooler. And this cooler, to see it, if you just Google coolest cooler, you'll see this. It's like something you've never seen before. It's a cooler that has a stereo built into it. It even has a blender that makes blended drinks. It can, connect to your USB charge devices and recharge your devices. It's just a really, really neat deal. Well, the guy goes to Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding website, and his aspiration, his goal here, I'm looking at his Kickstarter page, was to raise $50,000. So he comes up with this idea for this really neat futuristic cooler, and he puts it up on Kickstarter, and his plan is to raise $50,000. Believe it or not, he has right now raised $6,528,153. I don't know why I feel like I'm Jerry Lewis on the telethon as I'm saying it. And the numbers just changed. It just went up. So it's $6,528,338. The guy raises $6.5 million for his idea when he only set out to raise $50,000. And if you're somebody listening and you've got an idea for a product, a service, something that you have invented, maybe you want to do something creative like film a movie or write a book. This is huge right now, this whole idea of crowdfunding. And if you're not familiar with Kickstarter, Kickstarter is only one of many of these different kinds of websites that you can go to. And there's no upfront cost to you to do this. And this is money that you can raise that you never have to pay back. And it's a really, really neat opportunity in today's internet age to be able to get that startup money that you need for something. Now, there's a little bit involved in it. There's some things that you need to know, which is why I've decided that this week we're going to do a Google Live Hangout. We're going to talk all about Kickstarter, crowdfunding. We're going to talk about a Christian crowdfunding alternative called Faith Launcher and get into some of the different options and how you would go about doing this. Really, really interesting. So in order to get invited, well, you've got to be on the email list. So you can get your name on the email list. One of two ways, you can jump over to christianmoney.com tonight, and you'll see the opt-in form there at the very top of the page, christianmoney.com. Everybody that puts their name in there, just your first name and your email address, you're going to get a 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. So everybody gets that. But then when you get on the email list, then you get invited to the events. And this week's event will be on crowdfunding. So get over there, put your email address in. And if you're not near a computer, you can call right now and just simply leave your email address on my voicemail. The number is 888-427-8755. That's 888-427-8755. Well, I posted the story. I was one of a few news outlets that was actually very, very early on this story that the government had contracted with a charity, a Baptist charity. They contracted for $50 million to buy a resort in Texas, which was going to house the illegal immigrant children. And I was one of the first people to get a story out there. I wasn't the first, but I was in that first wave of people to report this. And apparently now this whole plan has been canceled. And there is an absolutely hilarious article over at Salon.com. And it's titled, Border Demagogues Outdo Themselves. And, of course, Salon is a very liberal platform, so they're on the other side of this issue. In other words, they would just love for the government to spend $50 million on this resort for the illegal immigrant children. And so this whole article is about how the people that reported on this were spoil sports. They ruined the whole plan. They exaggerated how nice this place was. And, look, all I did was I just simply – from the website of the hotel. I mean, this is a hotel that was being bought for $50 million by the government. This was reported by some big news sources there. The local television station had reported it in that city in Texas. So this was coming from credible information. And apparently there was a deal, but the deal's now been canceled. because of those of us who quote-unquote demagogued the issue. Well, all I did was I went to the hotel's website, and they had swimming pools and a spa with jacuzzis and tennis courts, and I simply described what was on the hotel's website, and others went so far as to get pictures. I posted, I believe, one picture of the pool area of the hotel, but others went further to post pictures of the tennis courts and the spa and all that. And there was a deal coming together. That's not denied, because what we're hearing now is that the deal was called off. So this still is a very, very big issue right now in the news, which is not only what are we going to do with all of these kids that are here that have been put on trains from Central and South America and sent through the country of Mexico to the Texas border. What are we going to do with all these kids? And now that we're doing things like buying resorts for them, Glenn Beck is packing up tractor trailers filled with soccer balls, teddy bears. What are we going to do now? Because the word is going to be out there that, hey, this is a good thing to do because you're going to get all this stuff. And look at the great place that you're going to end up. Look at the resort that they're looking at buying. It's a little bit crazy, but look, my wife and I, we've talked about this, and we're charitable people. We are. We love to give money to good causes. And yes, these are children, but if you're somebody that can think ahead, if you're someone that can play a little bit of chess, if you will, think one or two chess moves ahead, it's really not an act of kindness. It's really not to be showering these kids with gifts, doing things like buying resorts for them to stay in, because all this is going to do is encourage the next wave of immigrant children to come through Mexico unaccompanied by an adult in almost all cases. Very, very risky to do this. And this is just simply motivation. This gives them a motivation to want to do this. And whether you're a Christian or not, a compassionate person or not, I mean, ultimately, this is not what's best for these kids. Certainly, when they get here, we need to take care of them. We need to feed them. We need to take care of them for just a day or two until we get them on a plane and we take them back to their country so that they can be reunited with their parents. That is really the only compassionate, logical answer to this, in my view. I just don't understand Glenn Beck's approach to this, packing up tractor trailers filled with soccer balls and teddy bears. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in Israel right now, a ground war right now in the Gaza Strip, what's happening with that, and the Malaysian airliner that was shot down this past weekend. We'll talk all about it right after this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is Jim Paris. We are live on Sunday nights. Excited to be with you. And tonight we're talking about just a whole number of items, issues in the news in our first hour. And in the second hour, my guest will be author Matthew Stein. His book is When Technology Fails. How to be prepared if the power grid goes down. What in the world would happen? A lot of things that you would never imagine. And reading this book really, really woke me up and scared me this week. And we're going to bring him on in hour number two. Very, very interesting information. All right. If you're not watching the news, you know now that things have escalated in Israel to a ground war. And we've got Israeli troops on the ground in the Gaza Strip. And the casualties are mounting. And we're now seeing our own government sort of warning Israel, hey, enough is enough, back off. But Israel seems very committed to find the Hamas fighters, the terrorists that are firing rockets into Israel, and to put an end to this. I don't know where this is going to go and where it's going to end, but let me tell you, for those that are students of Bible prophecy, it's very, very easy to see what's happening. Israel has really very few, if any, friends in the world. And the U.S., we've sort of given them, well, okay, go ahead and do what you need to do. And now after a couple of days, we're kind of starting to warn them now to back off. This is not a good thing. I'm not an advocate of a war there. It's a tragedy to hear about people dying. But look, Israel has a right to protect itself. And this is nothing different than any other country would do. If we were sitting here in the United States and missiles were coming over the border from Mexico or from Canada, we would absolutely, I mean, within seconds, we would be engaged. Within seconds. So the idea that Israel is supposed to sit back and just take this and is somehow now the villain because they're simply acting in self-defense is really ridiculous. And if you don't know me and you're new to this show, one thing you'll know very, very quickly is that I'm very pro-Israel. But I'm not blind about my support of Israel. I will be critical of Israel when appropriate, but this is certainly not one of those cases. And I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that our own Secretary of State, our own President, it already seems to be getting lukewarm about Israel's incursion into the Gaza Strip in what is clearly an act of self-defense on the part of the country of Israel. Well, it continues to escalate in the news, and now it seems like a foregone conclusion that we're going to learn that the Malaysian airliner that was shot down this week over the Ukraine was most likely shot down by pro-Russia rebels using a Russian missile system. Now, we don't know this 100% yet, but from everything I've been reading the last couple of days, especially this afternoon, this appears to be the case. So now the next question is, what is Russia going to do about this? There's a lot of questions. My question is, what motivation would anyone have to shoot down this plane carrying civilians? It makes no sense to me. For example, I can't think of a reason why Russia would want to shoot down that aircraft, why the pro-Russia rebels in the Ukraine would want to shoot down that aircraft. I can't think of a motivation there, but maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there is a reason why they would want to do this. But what is horrifying, absolutely horrifying, is the disrespect that is happening at the crash site. Apparently, what's happening is people are literally digging through the wreckage, and any attempts by outside groups to come in and cordon off the wreckage area out of respect for those that have died and out of respect for the chance to have a reasonable investigation as to what happened here, that is all being thwarted by the pro-Russia rebels. Apparently are not allowing anyone to come in to be able to cordon off the area. It's horrifying. And world pressure is just building by the second against Vladimir Putin, putting him in a box. You know, what is he going to do here? Is he going to admit that it was his Buk missile system that brought down the airliner? And if it was it sort of a rogue element within the group of pro-Russia rebels that he had given that military equipment to? We don't know what's going to happen here. Just a tragedy. And apparently the one country that is the most worked up about this right now, with good reason, is the Netherlands, because nearly 200 of the 300 people that died were from the Netherlands. And the country is literally encouraging NATO to take military action to be able to at least get in there and cordon off the crash site so that there can be a respectful process to take care of the remains of those that have died and to conduct a reasonable investigation. Just horribly, horribly sad. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being on that plane and you're just sitting there, you're enjoying the flight, and all of a sudden, wow, unfortunate, very unfortunate. And you know, when something like this happens, the most we can do after the fact is to do what's best for the families, to do what's best for the families that have lost loved ones. And this is not what's best for the families, what's happening over there. So I pray to God that something happens to turn these people around and how they're acting here after this crash. Shocking story, 40 shootings in Chicago this weekend. I saw this in the news today, and again, we're having just an outbreak of violence throughout the city of Chicago, almost like a war zone, 40 shootings. And the article that I read had a Google map with the little bubbles. You know, when you're on a trip and you're trying to go from point A to point B, you see the two bubbles on the Google map. Well, they had little bubbles everywhere one of these shootings took place. And honestly, it was all over the entire city of Chicago. I'm from Chicago, so when I looked at that map, I could quickly see the neighborhood where I grew up in, southwest suburb of Chicago. I could see where these shootings took place. It was not isolated to, say, one bad area. All throughout the city of Chicago, literally, it's an uncontrolled outbreak of violence. And Illinois is going through some really, really weird things right now. They've got problems making their pension obligations. They continue to raise taxes. When you get on the highway, it's $2 or $3. It seems like every few minutes for another toll. I've got relatives that live in the greater Chicago area that just have normal family houses. They're not super rich people. They just have a regular little family house. and their property taxes are $6,000, $8,000, $9,000. I've got one cousin, his property taxes are over $10,000 a year. Now imagine that. You own your house outright, and then on top of that, you've got to pay what comes out to be almost $1,000 a month in taxes just to be able to keep your house. So I think, I hate to say it, but if we look at what's happened in Detroit, Chicago's on that same track. They're not there yet, but Chicago, I think, is on the same track as Detroit. And it's sad to see what's happening to the Midwest, what was one time a great city, a safe city, to see what's happening. Literally a war zone this weekend in Chicago with 40 shootings. Now, our friend Tim Draper, I say friend, venture capitalist that we talked about on the program last week, who is the one individual buyer that stepped up at the recent U.S. Marshals auction, and he bought $18 million of Bitcoin. You remember this guy, Tim Draper? We talked about him. Well, he is backing a proposal that would split California into six separate countries. It's very interesting, his idea, and he's got some good reasons behind it. Nobody thinks it's going to ever come to fruition, but he's got a petition going to break California up into six separate, I'm sorry, I said countries, six separate states. So California would be broken into six separate states. Interesting idea. He's got some interesting reasons behind it. Who knows? I mean, maybe this is a good plan. But according to all the news reports, not a lot of chance of this passing. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about California a little bit further. California expected to run out of water within 2 years. And what is Facebook doing that's going to mount a challenge to Amazon? We'll get into it right after this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Youngevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Youngevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Jim Paris with you here live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. Good to have you with us. And again, we are doing that workshop on crowdfunding. So if you've got an idea of your own that you'd like to use the internet for to raise money for that idea, money that you never have to pay back, get on the email list so that we can invite you to our free online workshop on crowdfunding. The way to join the email list is to just leave your email on my voicemail. And to do that, just call toll-free 888-427-8755. You don't have to talk to anybody. You're not signing up for anything. You're just going to get your email address to us so we can get you on the list to invite you to our free workshop on how to raise money on the internet for your idea or project. 888-427-8755. We're also going to give every single person that calls and leaves their email address, we're going to give you the 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. So you'll get that, and also what we're going to do is we're cleaning out the office here, the studio. We've got tons of books, DVDs, and stuff that we just want to give away. So we're going to pick a bunch of people who call in and who have left their email address, and we're going to contact you, get your mailing address, and ship you out a nice package of stuff. We're going to pick several people, so your chances of winning are pretty high, very, very high. But even if you don't win the contest and get all the other free stuff, you'll get invited to the workshop. You get the free audio on my new book on finances and prayer. And all we need you to do is leave your email address on the voicemail, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Or you can go to the website, christianmoney.com, and put your email address in there. The opt-in form is right at the top of the page. If you missed my blog post this week, I've got a blog post. You've got to check it out over at blog.christianmoney.com. And it's all about an app called Price Jump. It's an app or what's called an extension for the Chrome browser, the Google Chrome browser. Very, very interesting. So you're on Amazon.com and you're shopping, which is where I do most of my shopping. I've got an Amazon Prime membership, so I've got the free shipping. So you're on Amazon. You're shopping, and you find the item you want to buy. But you wonder, is there a better deal somewhere else? Well, maybe you don't have time to really go and comparison shop all over the internet to see if there's a better deal. Well, guess what? This app now will do this for you in real time. It's called Price Jump. And so here's what's happening. You're on the Amazon website. You found the product you want to buy. And then you just click this little button in the upper right-hand corner of your browser. And if you have Price Jump installed, and this is a free app, a free extension you can add to your Google Chrome browser, it will tell you, it'll pop right up on the screen and tell you that the Amazon price is the best deal, or it'll give you a list of places where there's a better deal. And then you just click one of those links and it takes you to another website where you can buy it directly at the lower price. This is a brilliant, brilliant app We've got all the information on how to get it, how to use it on my blog. It's this week's financial tip over at blog.christianmoney.com. blog.christianmoney.com. Well, I mentioned on the internet about a month and a half ago that I took all of our family's retirement money, all of it, and I put it into Facebook stock. Now, I don't recommend that you do that, but there are some reasons for it, and I'm in the process of putting together some materials to share with people why I'm so bullish on Facebook stock. But one of the things that is in my report that I'm going to issue on this, one of the things is happening, and it will start happening this week, which is Facebook is mounting a challenge to Amazon.com. And what you're going to start seeing starting this week is the ability, you're going to see little things in your Facebook news feed, little promotions for different products and so forth. You see those already right now, but here's what you're going to see that's new. The ability with one click to buy those items. And many analysts believe that Facebook could very well mount a serious challenge to Amazon's retail business with this. Amazon has news this week, a couple of things we want to mention to you about that. Amazon has launched what many people are calling the Netflix of books, and it's called Amazon Unlimited, and it's $10 a month and gives you access to an unlimited number of, well, the number of books in their library are limited, but you get unlimited access to this library. And this is sort of a step up from the Amazon Prime deal, which I believe gives you access to only one book at a time from the lending library, and you have to be using an Amazon Kindle device to be able to access your one book at a time lending privilege. This gives you the ability to have up to 10 books from the library checked out at once. It also gives you access to 2,000 audios that you can listen to, so books on tape, basically. And you can also access your lending library privilege on any one of six devices that you can set this up on. So it's not just the Amazon Kindle devices anymore. So this is a pretty neat deal. Honestly, though, the reviews are mixed. Some people think that this new Amazon Unlimited deal is fantastic. Others say, this isn't really that great of a deal for $10 a month. But like a lot of things with Amazon, this is the first generation of this, so we're going to have to see what happens over time. They'll probably be adding some additional benefits to it, so keep an eye on that. Amazon this week asked the FAA for permission to test drones. Now, if you missed the story a few weeks ago, and this shows that Amazon is not kidding, this was not a publicity stunt, that they're actually planning to start making shipments sometime in the next year or so by drone. So, and this will happen in certain select cities. So you'll order something online, and if that item is available for immediate delivery, one of these drones, which it looks like a mini, like a miniature helicopter, it will actually pick the item up. Apparently there's some system where it will be put in a basket, the item you've bought, and this drone will fly to your house or your office and drop this off. It sounds like something out of the Jetsons. It's unreal. And when I saw this story a few weeks ago, we mentioned it, but this is not a publicity stunt. This is not somebody joking. They're actually talking about these little robots will be flying through the air, delivering products all over the United States for Amazon. Very, very interesting. And this is not something like 20 years from now. They're talking about this happening within the next year if the FAA approves this. Very interesting. I also saw something else on Amazon, and they're having some kind of a special deal right now where you can get $500 off what's called a Jetson electric bike. And I'm going to go ahead and click on the link here just so that I can look at it here on the screen as I'm talking about it. And a lot of people have gone to using motor scooters. I have a motor scooter. People call them a moped, but it's not a moped. What I have doesn't have pedals. It is a Chinese scooter, and it gets about 80 miles to the gallon. And I honestly drive this around a lot during the week here in town when I'm just trying to run errands, go up to the grocery store, to the post office, and whatnot. But Amazon has this gold box deal of the day going. You can get one of these Jetson. That's right. I don't know if George Jetson's involved, but it's called the Jetson Eco-Friendly Electric Bike. And these are really neat-looking bikes, and you can get one now for, I think, around $1,200 because of the discount. Yeah, it's down to $1,299. And how this works is you charge these bikes up. They're electric, and then you have a range of, they said something like 40 miles is the range, and you can travel it up to 20 miles per hour on these. So you're not going to be out on the highway. But these are really neat little devices, little scooters. Looks like a bicycle kind of crossed with a motorcycle. A neat deal. It's called the Jetson Eco-Friendly Electric Bike. And there's a deal right now where you can get $500 off this. And I'm just curious, if you buy one, send me an email and let me know. I'd love to get your feedback on that. But a lot of people are going to these scooters or other options. Even here, there's some communities here in Florida where I live near the beach where a lot of people are using golf carts, and they can actually get a license plate for a golf cart and actually, you know, drive it around in some of the side streets and even a little bit out on A1A near the beach if they want to go out to dinner or just go pick up their mail or maybe run down to the convenience store to get a gallon of milk. So people are looking into, you know, implementing some of these alternative transportation options. And this is one that you might want to take a look at. I had never heard of it before seeing this story today. Last story I'm going to hit here before we run out of time. Federal Express is charged with trafficking drugs for web pharmacies. That's a big story. Criminal charges being brought against FedEx for delivering pharmaceuticals through these web pharmacies. Very, very interesting. All right, we've got a break for news and announcements. When we come back, our special guest, Matt Stein, When Technology Fails. This is Jim Paris. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and...